Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, well, here's some good news. 6 weeks of school left. Why do you care if you're sitting in your car right now? Well, because new study shows parents driving their kids to school cause way longer commutes.
Yes, they do.
And more accidents.
I can attest to that with our traffic reports. The days when school is not in session, there is a definite decrease in the amount of traffic.
Yeah, only about 6 weeks of school left, and I know that like the back of my hand because I've got three very excited children who can't wait for that. But listen to how much it contributes. On average across America, one in four cars in the morning is a parent taking their kid to school. Traffic goes up by about a fifth during the school year. Other drivers' commutes can be up to 15 minutes longer during the school year. Mm-hmm. And morning rush hour accidents drop, get this, 43% when the kids are out of school.
Does not surprise me a bit.
Yes, it just creates chaos. But anyway, so we got about 6 weeks left, and then maybe you could sleep in an extra 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah,
that'd be nice, right?
For about, six, 7, 8 weeks?
Yeah, I know. Something like that.
And start it all over again.
Start all over again. All right. So you got that going on. You look forward to that. Meanwhile... let me take you back to the beginning. You remember Hillary's 33,000 missing emails?
Of course we do.
Yeah, of course. Can't forget it. And one of the things that started the whole Russia collusion delusion was Donald Trump's jokingly mentioning, hey, maybe the Russians can turn over the emails. Maybe they have them. He was obviously joking, right? Well, this was taken very seriously by the mainstream media. I mean, they felt it. This was a dog whistle to his friends, the Russians, and they were all in collusion, man. They said the Hillary emails and all that kind of stuff, right? Okay, so Trump was given a full rectal exam by the FBI because of this statement and because of some other stuff they made up. Well, Hillary made up in the dossier. And so this was, you know, considered to be an outrage and a sign that Trump was in league with the Russians and thus should be investigated by a team of, are you ready for this, 40 FBI agents working for Mueller. Never mind, God knows how many were on the team investigating him before, okay? So all this is going on, and I'm setting this up as the background for what Judicial Watch just got, which is insane. Judicial Watch has been trying to get the emails. Now, you'll remember, Congress really would like to see these emails. That's why they subpoenaed them. And Congress wants to see these emails for a couple of reasons. One, any classified info in there, every instance of sending classified info over an insecure account or server is a felony. So there's that. But there's also all that Benghazi stuff, whatever. But then there's this other little thing called FOIA law. And I mean, you can't deny public information to people who have a right to see it. That's not a suggestion. It's the law. And if you destroy it, that's a crime. So we're talking about many crimes here. So it's 2015 and Congress wants to see these emails. And Hillary goes, oops. 3 weeks after the server, 3 weeks after they're subpoenaed by Congress, they're destroyed by Platte River Networks. And so she goes, oh, did we destroy those? Did that break the law? So sorry. That was a mistake. So Donald Trump gets the full anal exam for suggesting that 33,000 emails, maybe the Russians could recover them, right? I mean, this is some major national security scariness to the FBI and the DOJ. But Hillary going, oh, did I delete those? Did we delete those 3 weeks after the subpoena? Oh, by the way, there was a federal court order for them, too. So they defied the court order. That's a crime as well. But what the heck? How many crimes are we talking here, right? And so all of this has gone on. Okay. Judicial Watch has sued for the emails because they believe they still exist, right? And gosh darn it, turns out they do. You'll never guess where they found them.
Not at the Russian embassy.
No, not the Russian embassy. The executive office of the president in the White House.
Oh, really?
Not the Trump White House, the Obama White House.
Oh, okay.
Well, who found them? The FBI. Wait, what? The FBI had the emails? Uh-huh. The ones that were court-ordered to be turned over? Yeah, those. The ones that were subpoenaed by Congress? Yeah, those. So Hillary lied to Congress? Mm-hmm. Under oath? Yeah. That's still perjury.
Yep.
Still a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. But thank God, Hillary, unlike Trump, who was given the full exam for merely mentioning the 33,000 emails and jokingly asking the Russians to retrieve them, the FBI helped her hide them. They knew they were literally in the executive office of the president of the United States, Barack Obama. How do we know this? Well, because Bill Priestep, the assistant director of the FBI Counterintelligence Division, was forced by a judge to testify under oath in the Judicial Watch FOIA case. And he's like, oh, those emails? Yeah, we found them at the White House. Excuse me, come again? Oh, yeah, those. Yeah, no, they were never really deleted. I mean, they were by Hillary and Platte River Networks, but Dad didn't know. The White House had a copy. The White House had a copy? Uh-huh. And y'all knew this? Yeah. Well, let's use a term that we're hearing a lot now. Wouldn't that be obstruction of justice by the FBI?
Yes, it would.
And wouldn't that be that's a crime? Because it was a crime for them to be destroyed.
Because there hasn't been a Obama administration for, what, about 2.5 years now?
Yeah, and you know they might have mentioned that about the email since they knew it all.
That's not the first time files mysteriously show up around someone named Clinton.
Okay, and what is remarkable about this, Lee, is, I mean, Judicial Watch, who, by the way, I wrote them another check yesterday. That's what I do when they do stuff like this. The rate we're going, my kids aren't going to college because their college is going to end up, you know, their college fund's going to end
Maybe
up in the Judicial Watch.
Maybe they can be interns for Judicial Watch.
No, seriously, folks, Judicial Watch is standing between us and complete tyranny right now. I mean, how is it that the Department of Injustice and the FBI can't come up with the emails, but Judicial Watch can? They don't want to. So here's what Tom Fitton said about this, and I think he says it better than I could. This is a bombshell breaking story.
Should be.
See it anywhere today?
No.
Broke yesterday, so I'm sure Fox News will get on it by the end of the week. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they do. But this, I mean, this is just, I mean, they obstructed justice and covered her crime. We know that. We have Bill Priestep, the guy who was the assistant director over counterintelligence in the FBI. That ought to scare you.
So I guess the FBI was colluding with the Clintons then.
Yeah. While going after Trump, this is right out of the Mueller report. While going after Trump for suggesting publicly the Russians ought to get the emails because we couldn't. And the FBI was hiding them the whole time. And this is treated, even in the Mueller report, as one of the suspicious things Trump did that might, you know, indicate some collusion and a relationship with the Russians. The whole time they know where the emails are. In Obama's office. Now, if you read, I want to be clear about this, because this, you know, when they lay out what they found here, Lee, it does not say that Obama personally knew they were there. We don't know that. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't.
Of course not. There's no way.
In the executive office of the president the whole time. Well, who knew they were there? Oh, we don't know. Well, the top heads of the FBI did. You colluded with Hillary to hide them from Congress and a federal court. That is a violation of FOIA law. That's obstruction of justice. That's collusion. And, I mean, we could go RICO on this. We could go FOIA on this. I mean, there's so many ways that the law was broken here that I don't even know which one to charge. Probably throw them all at them. I would if I was the attorney general. Here's what Tom Fitton said, and he put it so much better than I could have. He's the leader. He's the head of Judicial Watch. But Lee, they found all of this stuff with a FOIA lawsuit. It was never hard to do.
Yeah.
The astonishing confirmation made under oath by the FBI shows that the Obama FBI had to go to President Obama's White House office to find the emails that Hillary Clinton tried to destroy and hide from the American people, said Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. No wonder Hillary Clinton has thus far skated. Barack Obama is implicated in her email scheme, which is what you say all the time, Lee.
Yep. That's where this is eventually going to lead to. Now, he'll never get anything, any blame.
No, nothing will ever happen to him.
He's Teflon. Nothing sticks to him.
No, the FBI agents will go down for obstructing justice before he will.
Oh, yeah.
But, or if they ever go down. I mean, this is corruption on such a fundamental level. I mean, the FBI not only ignored Hillary's crimes, wrote the exoneration memo before doing the research or even looking at the emails. Didn't even bother to get the classified clearances that would have allowed their investigatory team to see the emails to determine if they were classified. No. They went a step further. We know it now. They covered up for her. They covered up her crimes. That's obstruction of justice. That is exactly what they are accusing Trump of right now.
And have no evidence of such because he didn't do anything.
No. And their argument is, well, Trump thought about firing Mueller, and he might have talked to some of his staff about firing Mueller. Well, did he fire Mueller? Well, no. Well, did the investigation continue and conclude unmolested? Well, yeah, it did. Okay, so thought crime. He thought about it, and that we're supposed to believe that's obstruction of justice, but actually helping Hillary hide the emails is not. These are crimes by the FBI and whoever else knew about it. That's what we need to know now. Did Obama know? Which staff members had these emails the whole time? Why? How many, besides Bill Priestap, which other agents had the emails the whole time? The FBI let us think they'd been deleted. They are a criminal cleanup crew and an arm of the Democrat Party. This is not an agency of justice. They're a joke. An absolute joke. Anyway, don't look for this to be, this is the biggest news story today, and that's why you won't see it anywhere. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, reacting to the Judicial Watch bombshell. They found Hillary's emails. The FBI was hiding them the whole time. I mean, not physically hiding them themselves. They knew where they were. And you'll never guess where. Obama's office. Executive office of the president, Barack Obama, in the White House. Which is strange because they were under subpoena and court order to be turned over. And they were just sitting there. They were never turned over. And the FBI knew the whole time they were there, but pretended they did not know. And we know that because of the Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act lawsuit trying to get the emails. And we know that because a high-ranking FBI official, assistant director of the FBI Counterintelligence Division, Bill Priestap, was forced to testify under oath before the judge in the FOIA case. Think about that for a minute. The assistant director of the FBI Counterintelligence Division knew the whole time where the emails were. That's obstruction of justice. They colluded with Hillary to cover up her crimes. Now put this together with what we know. What did we learn 2 weeks ago from another Judicial Watch lawsuit? Which uncovered what? An FBI memo on the existence of the Clinton server, which, as we know, is totally unsecured. And we now know that 5 to 6 foreign regimes, one of which was China, got everything on it, including stuff beyond top secret. And the memo written by the FBI, remember this, warned, okay, well, individual emails on there, every one of them a felony, of course, had classified information, but because of the cascade effect, in other words, if you've got 5 or 6 of them, now you've got top secret information and beyond, that the existence of the server itself should be classified. It never was, which is how the New York Times wrote about it. It was never shut down. They let her keep doing it. And then when the emails went missing, the ones, you know, under subpoena by Congress, the ones under court order to turn over by a federal judge, those emails, when she said 3 weeks after the congressional subpoena was issued for the emails, oh, those? Oh, dude, I deleted them. I'm so sorry. They were on the in Obama's office the whole time. Now, did Obama know they were there? It doesn't prove that. I don't know. Probably. But we can't say for certain. Yep. And the FBI knew where they were, too. Yet the moment that President Trump says, jokingly on the campaign trail to the Russians, hey, if you got those emails, turn them over. The FBI went ballistic. He must be colluding with Russia. Remember in the struck page text, that man, that was a trigger man. That day knew. They knew he must be colluding with the Russians. And the FBI felt that they should be the only ones to collude to hide Hillary's emails. They want the Russians getting in on the act and releasing them. Do you realize if Russia had released the Hillary emails, okay? If Russia had the Hillary emails and released them, they would have been acting more lawfully than the FBI because they were under subpoena and under court order to be turned over. They likely contained additional crimes because of the classified nature of the stuff that wasn't supposed to be sent. And they were under demand again in the court with the court order in Congress. So, I mean, if Russia had released them, they would be acting in a more lawful way than the FBI. So, I mean, the FBI went out of their way. Don't shut down the server. Don't tell anybody about the existence of the server. Allow her to continue sending classified stuff that's being hoovered up by the Chinese. She never secures the server. They know it. They don't care. They allow that it's continued commission of crime. Now we find out that they knew of the existence of the emails, that they weren't completely deleted. She had deleted them, but there were copies in Obama's office. They let them all escape. You want to talk about obstruction of justice as a crime? Can't come up with a better example. Our FBI is so profoundly corrupt. It should be shut down. Just start over. Start over. It's unbelievable. Texter writes, I agree the FBI is a joke, but it is a very, very bad joke. If they were a stand-up, they'd be run off stage under a barrage of maters. Texter writes, when will the deleted emails be released? I don't know. The Judicial Watch press release did not say. Texter writes, Tara, don't forget Hillary denied for over 2 years that she even had a darn server before she destroyed the emails after they were discovered. Texter writes, Hillary reminds me of that woman in the Game of Thrones, that Lannister woman. Yeah. On the throne, she can do anything and she gets away with it. Yeah, because the FBI lets her. They protect her. See, this goes a step beyond them ignoring her crimes and writing the exoneration memo without even bothering to get the classified clearances they needed to read the emails to figure out. By the way, Judicial Watch broke that in the last 2 weeks. Have you heard any of this? They needed classified security clearances to read all of her emails in order to do the investigation. They started the process to get it and then stopped. They never got them. So the most classified emails on Hillary's server were never read by the FBI. And Comey began writing the exoneration memo around the time they applied for the security clearance to see the emails, but never went all the way through with it. So they didn't just ignore the crimes. They literally, deliberately helped cover them up. That is insane. Texter writes, Tara, the efforts to eliminate statues of historical figures is no different than the American book burners of the 50s. Yep, it just serves a different political purpose now. The elimination of national pride and true American history, both good and bad. Texter writes, the spirit of truth is still alive. Talking about Judicial Watch, literally breaking. I mean, they found Hillary's emails, the ones she said she deleted. You know, the ones the FBI helped her hide in the executive office of President Barack Obama, where they found them in the White House. You're thinking, dang, that's a big story. I didn't see that. Yeah, I didn't see it either. But it just happened. In Judicial Watch's case, Freedom of Information Act case. They've been fighting it for a long time. The media knows what to ignore. And when they ignore something like this, it ought to speak volumes. It says this is a huge deal. Because it is. Texter writes, Tara, please let everyone know they can set Judicial Watch as their charity for their purchases on Amazon. I didn't know that. I will do that myself. Texter writes, we don't want Hillary to take the walk of shame because that would be punishing us, though. But it's okay if Trump takes it. For doing nothing. Texter writes, how American justice has changed. Trump can obstruct justice of a crime that never was, but the coup couldn't obstruct justice of actual crimes committed. Yeah, no, listen. Obstruction of justice is fine in Washington, as long as it's for the right people. It's all about the right people. Oh, speaking of the right people. You probably heard this by now. This story's, a day old or something. Bernie Sanders helpfully suggesting that, it would really make a lot of sense if we would just let felons vote. Like, any felons? Well, like, yeah, all felons. Well, like, terrorist felons. Like, the Boston Bomber? Yeah, they're great. They should vote. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, so you heard Bernie Sanders said that. Yeah. I think they should vote. I think that'd be a great idea.
You're writing an opposition ad against you by saying you think the Boston Marathon bomber should vote not after he pays his debt to society, but while he's in jail. You sure about that?
Well, Chris, I think I have written many 30-second opposition ads throughout my life. This will be just another one. But I do believe, look, this is what I believe.
All right. So they ask Horizontal Harris, is this what she believes? Terrorists are A-OK. They're really good Democrat voters. And besides, just because they killed some people, including a little beautiful little boy, is in the Boston bombing, they shouldn't have their voting rights taken, should they?
But people who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Whoa. Full on wacko. So full on wacko that another wacko for whom this was too wacko spoke up. Cher. This, Cher is a nut. She's a left-wing nut. Cher tweeted this yesterday. Does Bernie Sanders really believe people in prison who are murderers, rapists, child molesters, Boston bombers still deserve the right to vote? So, I mean, the far left is so far left that the far left is freaking out. You can't make this up, folks. You can't make this up. And you know what this is? It's dual justice. Dual justice is based on one thing. What is that? Math. Dual justice, how the laws apply to you in this country, or if they do at all, is based on how you are likely to vote and what your grievance group is. What your grievance group membership is. It has no resemblance to actual justice. Piers Morgan pointed this out. Piers Morgan, as you'll remember, is a British guy. Used to be on CNN. A big anti-gun guy. Doesn't think he ought to be able to own a gun. Which makes it all the more ironic that he said this on Tucker last night, making a great point about the Democrats and the terrorist vote, which they are all for.
Here's what I would ask them. And there's an irony in me putting this question, Tucker, which you will immediately understand. But if you ask the very same Democratic candidates who support this, who want the right to vote to exist for felons,
I know
ask them how
be.
They would feel about the right to own or buy a gun.
Exactly. That's
now,
exactly
I
right.
would love it. As somebody who has a view that is completely different to you about gun control,
right. no,
I would
right.
love it if felons were all, you know, treated as they are and not allowed to have guns. They're not. It's very difficult for any felon in America to come out if they have more than a one-year sentence and own or buy a gun.
That's
I'm
correct.
Pleased about that, right? But that is, you know, according to the Democrats and their position on this, logically speaking, that is an infringement on their constitutional rights. So why aren't they campaigning at the same time for felons to have the constitutional
well,
right to
I
own
mean,
and buy a gun?
So what they're saying is, we don't trust you to go deer hunting, but we want you to choose our leaders, our next president. So what they're really saying is, we don't care at all about anything. We're nihilists. All we want is power.
Pretty much. Now, keep in mind, like the good socialists that they are, when you watch how a socialist regime functions, they don't actually have gun control. Oftentimes, members of the party are allowed to have guns. You just have to be a high-ranking member of the party, and you can kill whoever you want. No, they just did this in Venezuela. Well, it's been like a year ago now, almost a year ago. And they were having the food riots. People were starving. They were in the streets. And so they had to do something about it. How about, you know, allowing capitalism and feeding the people? Oh, heck no. They distributed guns to high-ranking members of the party and trusted members of the party so they could shoot their neighbors when they rioted for food. So, I mean, they're for guns. You want more proof of that? Look what they just did with illegals. Do you remember the Democrats voting to bar ICE from investigating illegal immigrants who illegally attempted to buy guns? We got a list of them. We know who they are. They failed the instant background check. They even told us where they live. Let's go get them. No, can't do that. You mean you want them to be able to buy guns? Well, yeah. They're a Democrat grievance group. They should be able to own guns. We just can't have our right-wing opponents having guns because we're going to need to steamroll them at some point. So don't misunderstand. The Democrats are not against members of their party having guns. They're just against members of other parties having guns. But I wanted to get into something for a minute. This whole idea of, well, we have the right to vote. It's in the Constitution. It's mentioned 5 times. So is that whole thing about owning guns. That you have a right to vote, and the right to vote is absolute, Bernie explained. No, it's not. Do you realize we had the revolution, right? 1776, all that. You learned about that in school. 1789. Do you know who could vote in America? Well, everybody. No. No. You know who could vote in America? You had to be a property-owning or tax-paying white male. That was 6% of the population. This idea that the founding fathers intended for everybody to vote? No, they didn't. Not even close. Do you know when we abolished... No, of course you don't, because the schools keep you dumb. Do you know when we abolished the property qualification for white men to vote? When it was totally abolished nationwide. Do you know when that was? 1858. Bernie's walking around, and so is Horizontal to Harris. Well, it's in the Constitution. It's mentioned five times. Oh, yeah, it's mentioned, but it's not for everybody. I mean, do you realize that it wasn't until 1870 that people of color had the right to vote? That your right to vote could not be infringed in any way based on race, color, and previous condition of servitude? Now, of course, we disagree with that. We think we think that people in good standing ought to be able to vote. But my point is this: the Founding Fathers never intended a majority of people to vote in this country, because they knew what? If people who didn't own property or paid taxes voted, they would take from those who had those things. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. But hey, you know, if Bernie believes in the terrorist vote and Horizontal Harris with him, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, hey, help Trump win. Could you say that again? Yeah, lean into the microphone. Texter writes, why is Drudge ignoring Hillary's emails? I don't use Drudge anymore. I haven't been there in ages. I think they're getting paid to run negative hit pieces on Trump from like WAPO and New York Times. It's nothing but fake news there. There's some good stuff occasionally. I don't know. Fox hasn't hit it yet either. I think because it just came out yesterday. But you can find out more about it on Judicial Watch's site. I mean, this is a federal lawsuit. It's public. It's not a secret. Texter writes, Tara, the Boston bomber shouldn't be voting because he's a foreign-born. Forget the felon. When did the felony thing become law anyway? Is that in the Constitution? States in the Constitution have always had the right to limit voting. There's no absolute constitutional right to vote. There's nothing like that. And the way they got around white males, I mean, again, right after the revolution, only white males who owned property or paid taxes could vote. That was only 6% of the population. And it took till 1856 to get it to where you didn't have to own property if you were a white man to vote. 1856. And that was done on a state-by-state basis. Now, why is that? And the reason I bring all this up, I'm not saying this was a good state of affairs, but what I'm saying is that it took states, state by state, saying, you know, hey, you don't have to own property to vote, because that was left to the states to decide in the Constitution. There's no constitutional right. So, I mean, these Democrats literally want to say, well, take your guns away from you. You have no right to own a gun, but you have an absolute right to vote. Well, I'm sorry, that's just not what the Constitution says. You've never had an absolute right to vote. It doesn't exist. It's not in there. In fact, most of the voting rights that we have, like women's right to vote, that didn't come along until 1920. Can you believe that? Women have only had the right to vote in this country for 100 years. It took a constitutional amendment to do that. Huh. Why? Because there's no right to vote in the Constitution. There's no absolute right to vote. It doesn't exist. Yet we have an entire amendment dedicated to the right to bear arms. They pretend that's not there. So Piers Morgan is right about this. If felons have this absolute right to vote that they have somehow found in the Constitution somewhere, I can't find it, but they claim they have, well, then by gosh, we ought to hand them guns. They ought to be able to get guns. Right? Just saying. Texter writes here, why would the Obama White House hold Hillary's emails, the deleted ones, in their possession? They just found them, by the way, if you're just tuning in. I suggest that they were held as a bargaining tool because the Clintons have junk on the Obama White House, so says Kim and Green. But we don't know any of this yet. All we know is that Judicial Watch has found them and knows they don't have them in their possession. But what they got was a top-ranking FBI official admitting, yeah, we've known the whole time Hillary's supposedly deleted emails were actually hidden in the White House. In the executive office of the president, who at the time was Barack Obama. That is a bombshell. I believe me, they know this morning in these big newsrooms. They're just pretending they don't know. And did you notice what happened yesterday? What happened? Two things. Hillary came out. It's happened over the last, 2 days? They're following these. They're following the Judicial Watch suit. Their lawyers are involved in it. All of a sudden, Hillary chooses that exact time to come out and say that Trump ought to be indicted. Ought to be impeached for his crimes. Strange timing, right? As news of her crimes come out, you think that that was coincidental? Of course not. Again, their own lawyers are involved in the Judicial Watch suit. So you got that going on. And then what else happened? Look at what President Trump tweeted yesterday as this broke. I wonder if the New York Times will apologize to me a second time as they did after the 2016 election. But this one will have to be a far bigger and better apology. On this one, they will have to get down on their knees and beg for forgiveness. They are truly the enemy of the people because he knows what's coming. And he tweeted, just as this broke with Judicial Watch, because it was huge, huge with a Y. We have an FBI that exists apparently to obstruct justice and hide the crimes of high-ranking members of the Uniparty. New Trump tweet is out, by the way. The Mueller report, despite being written by angry Democrats and Trump haters and with unlimited money behind it, $35 million, didn't lay a glove on me, he tweets. I did nothing wrong, in caps. If the partisan Dems ever tried to impeach, I would first head to the U.S. Supreme Court. Not only are there no high crimes and misdemeanors, there are no crimes by me at all. That's true. The Mueller report makes that crystal clear. All of the crimes were committed by Crooked Hillary, the Dems, the DNC, and dirty cops. That's the FBI. And we caught them in the act. We waited for Mueller and won. So now the Dems look to Congress as last hope. Yeah, because this is coming out. It's coming out. They can't stop it. It's coming out because of Judicial Watch. One small nonprofit doing the work of the entire Justice Department and FBI combined. Work they refuse to do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.